Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 1, Part 4, Jiva, From Low to High. Lord Chaitanya elaborated on these teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam by pointing out that there are two kinds of living entities, the eternally liberated and the eternally conditioned. The eternally conditioned living entities can be divided into two types, moving and non-moving. Those entities which cannot move, like trees, for example, remain in one place and are classified as non-moving entities. And those that move, such as the birds and beasts, are called jangama, moving entities, and are further divided into three categories: those that fly in the sky, those that swim in the water, and those that walk on the land. And out of the many millions and trillions of living entities on land, human beings comprise only a small portion. Out of that small number of human beings, most are totally ignorant of spiritual life and are not clean in their habits, and neither do they have faith in the existence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In short, most human beings live like animals. These can actually be deducted from the number of human beings which comprise human or civilized life. So it is very difficult to find a few human beings who believe in the scriptures and the existence of God, or for that matter, in proper behavior. Those who do believe in the value of these things are known as Arya, a word denoting those who believe in advancing in spiritual life. And out of those who believe in the value of the scriptures and the advancement of human civilization, there are two classes, the righteous and the unrighteous. Those who are righteous generally execute fruitive activities in order to derive some good result for sense gratification. Out of many such persons who engage in righteous activities for sense gratification, only a very few come to know about the absolute truth. These are called jnanis, or empiric philosophers. Out of many hundreds and thousands of such empiric philosophers, only a handful actually attain liberation. When one is liberated, he or she theoretically understands that the living entity is not composed of material elements, but is spirit soul, distinct from matter. Simply by theoretically understanding this doctrine, one can be called liberated. But actually, a mukta, liberated soul, is one who understands his or her constitutional position as eternal servant of Krishna. Such liberated souls engage with faith and devotion in the service of the Lord, and they are called Krishna Bhaktas, or Krishna conscious persons. Thus ends Chapter 1 of Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Teachings to Rupa Goswami, Part 4, Jiva, From Low to High. Recorded May 12, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.